Blog Talk Radio.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
Hola, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I hope you guys are having a great night. We're going to have a good show tonight. We got some interesting topics. So the main topic tonight, which we're going to touch on, is women in the industry. And when I mean industry, I mean just right, the media industry. Artists, anything, any woman in the business trying to do something. Or we're going to focus there first. In the business, trying to elevate or, you know, be better and elevate her career at whatever she does, whether she's a radio host, a news anchor, maybe she's an artist, she sings, she raps, or anything. She's in a video, she's what, a producer, camera girl, anything, DJ, model. Anything in the industry related business. Do you feel as though it takes them a little longer to elevate in their career if they're not being provocative, being more sexy, being a little bit more open as far as how she dresses? I mean, at the end of the day, we all know sex sells, period. Sex sells. So do you feel as though takes a woman longer with her career to progress if she's not doing those things? I mean, of course you can make it, but let's be honest, if you're not shaking your eyes, being messy, you know, being in some type of drama to where they could talk about you, or you not showing enough or being enough revealing, do you really feel as though people are paying attention? I mean, of course they're always watching, but you get what I mean. So make sure you guys tune in. We're going to have a good night. And it's going to be a great show. So we'll be right back. We're going to listen to one of our favorite shows. I mean, favorite songs, I should say. Because pretty much all the radio stations play is been here a lot. They've been a guest before. So we're going to go ahead and play Mo Money and Nikki Baby Hagen. And we'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in.
I think they hatin' on me cause they know that I be gettin' cash. Or they hatin' on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hatin' on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hatin' cause I ain't payin' no more than 10 a G.
Why they hatin' on me?
Make the money, never let the money make me. What's up with all this hating you bitches been doing lately? They smiling in my face, behind my back they try to play me. Ain't tripping, man, it's gravy. When you pay her, she pay me. Why would you try to save her, man? That's not even your lady. Why would you try to save her, man? That's not even your baby. I swear my life is crazy. Been pimping since like 18. I'm acting like I don't. I know exactly why they hate me. I'm counting money daily. Departed from the act, girl. All my flights one way, I don't know when I'm coming back, girl. Selling white, girl. Selling black, girl. I thought you already knew that I was a mad girl.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Why they hating on me?
Snaking these niggas be faking. I know they all be hating. No, they hating on me. They steady.
waiting on me. Took the lead, no racing on me. All you bitches pacing on me. All you bitches basic on me. Simple minded, crazy, crazy hoes. Ain't fucking with you hoes. Bitches don't know what they want. Getting money, what I'm on. Rolling up, getting gone. And they hating, still blowing out my phone. If it ain't about the money, baby, you can leave me alone. Why they gotta hate? Cause I'm good, cause I'm great. Know I'm out here making moves. Don't go making no mistake. I got a mind and a mission. No time for these niggas, boy. I'm on a mission. Leaving wishing, leaving wishing.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Why they hating? Why they hating?
Do you need first aid CPR training to fulfill a job requirement? Or are you prepared for emergency situations? Well, New Era 330 provides adult and pediatric first aid CPR. We also provide basic life support training in our new program, Family First CPR. So check us out on the web at www.newera330.com or give us a call at 330-983-9240.
What you wanna tell me?
This both for our bitch. Man, this both for our bitch. Yeah, this both for our bitch. I know you mad, you heard I hit. You give a cash, I give a dick. Don't even trip, cause this both for our bitch. Man, this both for our bitch. Man, this both for our bitch. I know you mad, you heard I hit, you give a cash, I give a dick, don't even trip, cause it's both for our bitch.
It's both for our bitch, nigga, you feel me? You ain't gonna leave her alone? I ain't gonna leave her alone, nigga. Whatever you wanna do, pull up. We can get into whatever you wanna get into, you feel me? But let me tell you something for real, though.
I load her with dick, you sitting on trips. This is both for our bitch, know you hate to admit. This the craziest shit, probably never quit. She play with the dick, swallow babies and shit. You pay bills, I keep you respect. She give me head when she slid through the west. I max her out for the dick and the chest. I smack her ass and I kiss on the neck. We ain't gotta be beefing, I want her on weekends. Or maybe the fall, we can switch seasons. I hate the winter, so what are you thinking? Back in the spring, after a beating, she sexy as fuck. I can't even cap, can't even trip. You need to relax, GPS on her, you know where she at. Since you wanna save her, you acting whack. I'm the reason that her phone on airplane mode. She don't wanna FaceTime, cause she ain't got no clothes. She coming back to you, so don't even trip, ain't that some shit?
Shit.
This both for our bitch. Man, this both for our bitch. Yeah, this both for our bitch. I know you mad, you heard I hit. You give a cash, I give a dick. Don't even trip, cause this both for our bitch. Man, this both for our bitch. Man, this both for our bitch. I know you mad, you heard I hit. You give a cash, I give a dick. Don't even trip, cause it's both for our bitch.
Okay, guys, we're back. So tonight we're talking about, do you feel as though it takes longer for a woman to elevate in the industry if she's basically not being more sexy, a little bit more provocative? So, of course, Brittany's here with me tonight, guys. Hola, Britt.
Hola, hola.
Hola, hola. Y'all saw the other guest in the room. I'm the one who said we were going to remain anonymous. To be anonymous.
Oh, no.
All right, well, guys, we basically have, we're just going to call you niece. This is going to build in everybody. She's going to be here as well on our show. And just big shout out to Brittany, first of all, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be able to be sitting right here talking to you guys. And little do you know, if it wasn't for niece, I wouldn't be able to sit here talking to you guys, which she does a lot for us behind the scenes with our website, helping us teach us about it.
You know your game right now.
We can give her a round of applause. We used to have my little clap. Honey, so these are the ladies that basically made it happen. So thank you guys. So we're going to get into the topic today. I was having a little conversation earlier with my peoples or whatever, my friend. We were just talking. And it just seemed like, okay, we was actually, it started off with comparing Instagram to Facebook and like how you be on Instagram and Facebook. Facebook, I feel like, is a little bit more kind of local, for real, versus Instagram, it's a lot more, unless you network with people and depending on how you use your Facebook, I can say. Because not everybody's Facebook is local, so I can't just say that. But we were just kind of comparing it to as far as, like, okay, people kind of a little bit more interactive on Facebook a little bit. It seemed like, you know, if you post a nice, decent-looking picture, you know, you ain't got to be too nasty looking like you're wearing this top model. You know, everybody's like, a nice, decent amount of life. But Instagram, it's like you got to be, like, top-notch, living your lavish best life, or... It just goes up and down. It varies. But let you post something sexy, let you post you shaking your ass, or let you be being on there being sexy, everybody gonna be there. Everybody gonna be alert. They gonna want to see what you doing all of a sudden. Now they care about what you talking about. Even if they don't care, they just want to know who you is. Because it's gonna get talked about. Oh, such and such was on there. She was shaking her ass. She was turned up. She was lit. It was fun. They don't want to know who was doing all that. The ass. She was making a clap, bro. Wait, let me. Or if it's something messy, such and such, then beat hunger up ass. You can pull it up, knock her ass down, beat her up. You like, oh bitch, hold on, let me see the video. Send me the video. So, how do you feel? So, it's different for women. I mean, we can do women need to do social media and such as. Do you feel like with a woman, like, we all know sex sells. Like, if you're not being sexy, of course people gonna watch you, if you're interesting, whatever the case may be, you're gonna have those supporters. But do you feel as though, like, women, the sexier you are, the more at least they watch?
Yes and no at the same time. Like, I for example, I think it took Cash Doll forever to get kind of where she at. Like, no lies. I feel like a lot of people like her, and she definitely has the sex appeal, like she's a stripper. And then I feel like you might have both, because she can be sexy and you still can be cash. That's just like Jocelyn and her rap career. I'm just being honest, because I just feel like Megan Stallion like blew up out of nowhere. She's definitely very sexy, but I feel like she has the voice for a rapper too. I'm kind of like more about like when you hear somebody as well, like if you have the voice for it as well. Because I don't feel like Cash Doll has a voice, like a rapper voice. I don't. I feel like Jocelyn has a rapper voice. She can't rap either, but like I gotta be able to listen to you at the same time.
Like your voice not like annoying or something, or
I don't know. Maybe I feel like it's kind of gotta have like a deepness to it. Like think about it. Something like Lil Kim, like her voice ain't high pitched. Nicki Minaj's voice ain't high pitch, so she doing something weird.
Mm-hmm.
Megan's voice not high pitch.
I feel what you mean.
The tone of it, like the tone of your voice.
Yeah. Gotta make it easier on one. But if Megan or anybody of them would even be like, what if they wasn't as sexy and did all the stuff they did with their company? You would really be like,
I feel like
oh, and I'm like you said, Megan and Tanya, she blew up out of note. kind of out of nowhere, girl. It was like the City Girls. They popped out, but then JT went to jail. Miami got pregnant. And, well, you know, and that just came out that she was pregnant. So that kind of stopped the, you know, they whole City Girl thing. But then Megan came out with the Hot Girl Summer, and everybody ran with that.
I feel like being sexy, you know, because Lizzo is not, she's not what people would say, like, oh, I'm a type person. And
she's doing good.
Yeah, she's doing real good.
One time for the PWs, hey.
It's probably the confidence that she has, and everybody just loves it. And she's just out here living her best life.
Thing.
I feel like being sexy definitely helps, because everybody is looking at that. I feel like if you got it right, I need it. If I was good, as my mom
said. What your mama gave you, huh?
My mama said if she had my shape, I'd be stripped. She'd be stripped from her. But that's exactly. You know, you said you would use it, but you wouldn't.
I probably wouldn't use it. I'm scared, so. I'm
on the phone for
you're going to be like, do you see that meme? You're like, I really need the money, but I'm shy. The girl was on the phone.
Like,
the voice was
at the
edge of
the pool with his legs shaking, too scared to get in. Like, nah, I'm good. You first. Go ahead.
For sure, definitely.
I do feel like, you know, the sexier you are, the more sex appeal you have, people are definitely tuned in. You know, to me, I think sex sells and drama sells. I mean, that's what people are really, drama definitely sell, really, really tuned into, you know. So just think about a Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams wasn't sexy, but she still had that drama.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And she was attracted to the mess.
And she had Odyssey.
But then you also, you know, you think about that, but then you also think about those rare instances, like you have your Ellen DeGeneres. You know what I'm saying? She ain't out there being no drama. She's just out there helping people for real, for real. She's funny.
Ellen.
She's
one of my favorite. I want to meet her. We're going to meet her.
We are going to meet Ellen DeGeneres. And I just feel like, you know, it, you can still stick to your morals. You can have integrity. You can do what you do. And if you're really good at what you do, you know what I'm saying? God is going to bless that. And you ain't gotta sacrifice that. You ain't got to go up there and get on no pole or, you know what I'm saying, show your ass to everybody. You don't have to do that. No, I don't feel like you have to do that, but it definitely will.
Pick up the views.
Speed up the process a little bit for you. Let's put it like that. For sure.
Definitely. Because just like on Instagram, like, man, we was talking and was having a conversation. And I'm just like, let me, like, you know, if you just see some regular stuff, you know, regular cute stuff, yeah, you're going to get likes. But let you be on there shaking it, popping it, twisting it, and locking it. They're going to be all everywhere. Or let you be being on there being messy, like the shade room. People love being on the shade room. People love being on, like, celebrities, pages, just keeping up with everything that's going on. Even celebrities, like, do y'all feel like if certain celebrities really wasn't messy, like, you would really actually care about what's going on in their life? Like, as you keep it up with them, like, and unless they're like a business person or something like that. But I mean, we watch it, it's drama shows all the time,
right.
Basketball Wives, Love and Hip Hop, stuff like that. The drama,
I mean, you got, especially like for instance, Cardi B, because she's really at the peak of her career right now. The drama is definitely what attracted you to her, you know what I'm saying? It was a drama, it was a realness. She had pretty much, she had everything, you know? She was sexy, drama, all that. And her business was dope. You know, like, she was mad, the whole thing.
And she had an I don't give a fuck attitude.
Yeah.
I think that's what draws her. And she was, like you said, the realness of it.
The realness. Because you could tell that was the same way she was on Living Hip Hop. That's the same way she is right now, to this day.
Yeah. I hope she don't change. Because I feel like sometimes when they get deep into the industry, like artists and stuff, they just change. Like, I was talking about that as far as, like, boom, we mentioned Nicki Minaj earlier, like, in the beginning of her career, like, she was just so raw and uncut, and, like, that's what made me like her all in the beginning. Like, yes, bitch, like, you was just being yourself. You was, like, you know, your lyrics was dope. Like, you actually talked about stuff. It was good. You know, now it's still good. Don't get me wrong. But I just feel like it could be better like that. Like, where's the real you, bitch? Give us you, bitch. Can you bring the itty bitty piggy bitch Nikki back? Can you come with her? I want her back. Like, you ain't gotta bring her back, because who knows where you was at in that time period in your life, but bring that artist part about you when you come in and you rapping. But when I get deeper in it, I don't know.
How do you feel about her verse on Hot Girl Summer?
The video did drop. You gotta go watch it. Hot Girl Summer video did drop, bitch. I had to comment on her stuff. Like, I should have been there. Like, girl, what is y'all doing? Like, call me next time when the video shoot starts. For real, girl. Yes, I love it. But I love the video. I like the song, but I didn't like her verse. I feel like she could have came way better than that. And that's what I mean. Like that. Oh, how you used to rap. You should have brought her.
Right, because they said I didn't like her verse, like, but just like Nisha said, she wasn't nothing. Like, you wasn't talking about nothing. It was just a heartbreak for me. Because I still been trying to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though I am Team Cardi, like, I still am Team Nicki, too. Like, I like Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? I love her. Oh, Nicki. This Nicki, I still love her. I just feel like we gotta help, you know, help her adjust her crown.
Yes, honey, adjust her crown.
A lot of people felt like she was riding Megan's wave because she. I don't kind of remember now. To be honest, I don't feel like she was riding Megan's wave. I feel like Megan went and grabbed her. Like, what's up? Let's do this song together.
But I don't feel like Megan felt like she was writing Megan's label. I feel like Megan felt honored to even be able to get a song with her. Like, bitch, I'm on her wave. Like, nigga, y'all want to know all of me?
Yes.
Bitch, I just fuck with you on this motherfucker. Bitch, come on.
Yes.
She is. And she won. Big shout out to her. Check out our vlog on our website, guys. The award show, she definitely did win a Man on the Moon award, and it was for the People's Choice. So she won the People's Choice award, and she got to perform on the red carpet, and she killed it. And all that can be seen on our website. Period. But yes, she is very humble. I do like her, but I do feel like she felt like.
I'm not gonna say she probably felt like that, but I feel like people felt like Nicki. Because you know some Nicki haters out there worried and came up. They felt like Nicki kind of washed up when she was right.
Right, I get what you mean.
Why do people always feel like they gotta choose though? Like, why can't they both just be dope?
Boom, Cashed Out. I gotta do a vlog on that. I gotta find a video.
Cashed Out. I love her. That's why when you was just over there saying that, I was like. I was just being honest. It took kind of 12 minutes to get here. I'm not gonna lie. Like, she here, and I'm definitely glad she here.
No, you're talking about her. She got right voice.
I don't. Like, I like a different style. I like the deep voices. I like the girls. That's all I'm saying. You don't feel like she sounds like she got a deep voice?
No.
I feel like got like a regular girl voice.
I didn't really pay attention to her, but I like Cash Doll.
Yeah, so. I feel like she got a deep voice. Do we still have Icy on there? I don't feel like she's out here sounding like Batman. I feel like female rappers that have a deep voice. I love the way, like, Lil' Kim style, like, the rules, but I don't, that's how I want to sound like Batman out here.
Wow.
And she sounds like a girl.
Dang, okay, well, I don't know what to say. I love her. I love Castle. I just love everything about her because I feel like she real went to the light. How she be spoiling her friends.
She reminds me of a Barbie. She was in a little car and a little walking up on each other.
Yes.
Barbie, yes.
But just because she's been out, girl, like, she always follow her friends. Like, she always find a Chanel bag, find her best friend, or what?
I love
them. She's just a real person. You can tell.
She
she's
is.
A real
genuine.
Yep. Right, the money I'm getting for
like, yes, guys, let's go get on the plane. What we doing, Miss? Just come. Don't even pack nothing. Just be here. Yes, but speaking of Cash Out, she did an interview recently, and she talked about, I forget what question exactly what they asked her, so I'm not going to quote it. I'm going to have to find an interview. But basically, she touched on, she don't understand why, how you say, every time when the new female come into the industry, they always feel like it's a competition. Like, they got to put the two against each other. But she was like, men could be friends, they could do videos together. You know, they could do what they want to do. Like, a new rapper can come in a video, and y'all will not compare him to another man. Or y'all won't make them, even if y'all do compare it, y'all won't make them, like, want to go at it and hate each other. Like, right. It's a competition. But every time a new artist or a woman come in and build it, it's always, like, put her against her. Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, put her against her. Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj, put them, like, you feel me? Just, it's been seen. Okay, who else was the artist? What's my girl's name? Remy Ma, Nicki Minaj, beef. Like, it's always when another female, Foxy Brown, boom, beef. But it's just, it's beef. Like, off top, who better? Cash Out was basically saying, why can't it just never be like, it ain't like that. I like her, she good, I'm good. Like, let's turn up, let's do a song. Why do you always put it like, two women have to be a each other, has to be a battle of who does it better.
Right.
And she was just saying how she feels as though they be trying to turn female artists. She was like, it be fans sometimes. She was like, when Instagram, for instance, when y'all on Instagram commenting, saying certain stuff, just trying to compare and contrast, or just doing little stuff on the comments, starting shit basically between the two. And it's like, y'all start this unnecessary beef, us unnecessary stuff, and we all can win. Like we said, Cash Out, she's a genuine person. Like, she's really not no hater. So, I would, you know, why can't, just like, boom, another radio host. I'm not going to be hating on your show. I'm not going to be like, oh, forget her. No, let's network. Let's talk. Like, I'm not mad you do the same thing. I could learn from you. You could learn from me. We can network. It's a lot of things that can happen versus us getting into it, us beefing. Like, I'd rather use your connection and my connections for beneficial reasons for the both of us versus going against each other. So that's just tonight's going in on it. And I agree with that. I feel like it's a competition. I don't know. It's always like, back and forth with the chitty chatter, and sometimes that really be
a competition. Not necessarily like the artist, yeah, like she said, the band. It would be the plans that you can go against each other, and they probably can't do nothing but get wrapped up in it because it's just literally it's everywhere,
yeah,
all around.
It ain't really like no way to, unless you just like strong minded and well minded to block certain things out.
Unless you be on that.
You can't even say nothing bad as nothing. Like, oh Lord.
Like,
excuse me, buzz buzz. Like, wait, what you say?
Like, I love Beyonce. Don't try to come for me. Just
right.
Let me slide on this one time, please.
Like, it's not that deep. I'm just saying. It's all good. Yes, but they definitely going to come for her. B, she don't need to respond. She don't have to say anything to nobody because everybody's going to speak on her behalf. And I feel like she's been in the game so long, she probably just don't care. Like, she living her best life. She got her man, her kids. She's beyond rich. Probably can go anywhere, do anything. Not probably, she
not
can.
Probably, right.
Like, she can just do anything. Like, I wouldn't even care. She probably don't even, she probably take her pictures or how people take her pictures. Ain't even no telling if she even look at her phone to read comments.
I don't care how big people get. I bet you any amount of money they still be on there.
reading every single comment.
But she on there.
On there reading them comments. I don't care. You already know somebody. They on their phone 24/7 just like the rest of us. I don't care.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
you know
what
they do. They're like, oh, we got
pretty fine.
That's
like
a child.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
No,
for sure, I can agree with that.
Yes, I don't care how you
still looking. Like, you gonna look regardless.
Hell yeah.
You might not respond, but I seen you. Yeah. I got peeped you. Thank you.
Yes, looking for sure.
For sure. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We're gonna go ahead and go to a quick commercial break. Speaking of Cardi B, I'll tell you one of my favorite songs by her. It's called Get Up 10.
Look, they gave a bitch two options, tripping or lose. Used to dance in a club right across from my school. I said dance, nah, fuck, don't get it confused. Had to set the record straight cause bitches love to assume. Mama couldn't give it to me, had to get it in soon. Lord only knows how I got it in suits. I was covered in dollars, now I'm dripping in jewels. A bitch play with my money, might as well fit in my food. Bitches hating my guts, now they swear it was cool. Went from making tuna sandwiches to making the news. I started speaking my mind and tripping my views. Real bitch, only thing fake is the boobs. Get money, go hard, motherfucking right. Never been a fraud in my motherfucking life. Get money, go hard, damn fucking right. Stun on these bitches out of motherfucking spite. Ain't no running up for me, will for nothing to glory. I ain't telling y'all to do it, I'm just telling my story. I don't hang with these bitches cause these bitches be corny. And I got enough bras, y'all ain't gotta support me. I went from rags to riches, went from wigs to lit, nigga. Only person in my fam to see six figures. The pressure on your shoulders feel like boulders. Where you gotta make sure that everybody's straight. Bitches stab you in your back while they smiling in your face. Talking crazy on your name, trying not to catch a case. I waited my whole life just to shit on niggas. Climb to the top floor so I could spit on niggas. Said I was just trying to steal and make bangers. Tell all these old bitches they in danger. The thing on my hip with bitches in the shape. That's what I call a fucking waist trainer. You gon' run up on who and do what? I think y'all got your story screwed up. I came here to bar, is you nuts? I don't want your punk ass man, I'm too tough. I'm the one that's killing shit, hands down. If you got a problem with me, say it now. Cause I don't wanna hear no sneak dissing. Especially not from all you weak bitches. I'm on go like I don't see no stoplights. I'm stepping out every day, prom night. So if it's all love, show me love then. Cause you ain't on the bitches, what it sound like. Beat, mo, it's how I give it up, nigga. Hoodie, low, it's how I'm pulling up. Just cause I've been on the road, don't mean I've been on the run. And you gon' have to learn to hold your tongue or hold the gun. And we all know you ain't that type. I smack you in the bitch that you act like. I started getting money, bitches upset. They remind me of my pussy, bitches mad tight. Nails done, hair laid, keep them both laced. Come through shining with them rolly bust face. Headshot, headshot, tell them close gate. And no bitch spitting like this is so way. I don't trust no nigga, I don't fear no bitch. Whole life been through some fucked up shit. They say I'm too that, oh, I'm too this. When you see what I see, you end up like this. I walked into the label with a check at. Cardi B on the charge and expect that. Where that bitch that was claiming she a threat? I'ma put a Louis Vuitton with her neck at. They say I'm too ratchet, they say I act wild. I started with the phone like a badass child. They call me sippin' once, tell them try that now. Cardi B, know it's me, hear that bad sound. Man, I said we gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get upset. Look myself in the mirror, I said we gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get upset. Look myself in the mirror, I said we gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get upset. But I get upset. Let me down 9 times, but I get upset, bitch. I'ma make a fuck, nigga, feel me. Said I'ma do a broke, bitch, feel me. I'ma make a fuck, nigga, feel me. Said I'ma do a broke bitch, filthy. We gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get up 10. Yeah. I said we gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get up 10.
No, I'm not hiding. Trying to take away my pride. No, I'm not fighting. Got the Uzi on me. Try again, and I'm gonna let 'em know.
I'm just glad that's over. Cause now you rocking with a real one. And when I'm in it, you be maxing on a million. And when I hit it back to back, you make me still come. I know them bitches hating on you, we gon' kill them. That's fact.
You feel the vibe is contagious. Look in your eyes, it's dangerous. Grateful I had all the patience.
all your angles. Ooh, no, we ain't perfect, but we damn close. Ooh, you give me something I can pay for.
That's what it's like loving you.
Hey, you know you bad, babe. You know I love it, these shorties that try to attach, babe. You from the project, but so it's harder. Just give me all of that pussy, so many options. Now you got me calling all these different numbers. Why you being selfish? You know that I want you. You really been working. You deserve a virgin. Girl, you so contagious. That ass is so dangerous.
You feel the vibe is contagious. Look in your eyes, it is dangerous. Grateful I had all the patience. I know you're going through some changes.
You taking pictures, know your angles.
Ooh, no, we ain't perfect, but we damn close.
Ooh, you give me something I can pay for.
That's what it's like loving you.
Okay, y'all, we back. Intermission. Back getting on topic. First and foremost, let's talk about our event. We have our networking event coming up. Ear Candy Radio will be 6 years old. And we are having a networking event this Friday at 6 p.m. We'll be on it. This Friday, 6 p.m. At Dolly's Bar and Grill, 1714 Mammon Road in Akron, Ohio, 44313. So if you're in the area or if you're close by, go ahead and drive on down. All different business owners will be in the building. We're basically networking all different brands. If you have a business, if you have a brand, you're an artist, you can make it, whatever you do, just come on down and network with us. You never know who you're gonna meet in the building. Brittany has a lot of support. I know it's gonna be a great turnout. We're definitely gonna have a great time. If you've been to any of our events, we always have a great time.
We always do. Yeah.
I cannot say, like, I don't remember not one event that went like wrong that or
anything. Yeah, we always do something like a little different too. So that's cool.
Yeah. So we definitely will have lots of stuff. We'll have a raffle, and different things. We're gonna have great vibes, wonderful drinks. We're also supporting another business. The Dolly's Bar and Grill is actually new to Merriman Valley. So, we do support a lot of businesses and we do like to support other people and what they have going on. So that's the whole point of the event, to get other businesses, their name out there, to have other people, you never know who somebody else knows. Like I said earlier in the show, you could meet somebody and instead of being in the same lane as you, or even if they not, you never know who that person knows. We didn't advertise with multiple people, different businesses, organizations have advertised with us. So of course all that support is going to be out there. So you'll bump and meet a lot of people who you don't know, get you to the next level of where you and your business need to be. And if you guys also need help with that as well, make sure you guys contact us. Go to Ear Candy Radio page, go to the bottom and go to contact. You can also contact us because, of course, that's what we specialize in, advertising and promoting and getting your business out there. As you heard earlier in the show, New Era 330, they are a CPR company in Akron, Ohio. They're actually located in Fairlawn. You can go ahead and go there for all CPR needs, training classes, and she has very affordable prices. So make sure you guys network with us and network with our sponsors and different people that we know, so we all can elevate and we can all be great.
I like that. That's all folks.
So go ahead and check out our website, check out earcandyradio.com, look at all our recent blogs to keep up what's going on. Prayers to Kevin Hart and what he has going on, whoever else was involved in his situation. We're also praying for the Amazon, because even though a lot of people not talking about that right now, from what I heard, it's definitely still on fire. It definitely need help. And if you don't know, the Amazon, what it says, like 20% of our oxygen supplies on the earth. So it's definitely valuable to us and to what we need to basically survive as humans as well. So definitely prayers to that. need to get more help out there to them. And also to people who are going through the hurricane right now, the Bahamas, they were recently just hit. Hurricane Dorian hit Category 5. It was supposed to hit like Florida and different areas down south. As of right now, it has not hit anything as far as I know. Definitely got to watch the news. I'll keep you guys updated on what's going on. But what was it? Different states, like certain parts of Georgia, certain parts of Florida, North Carolina, and South Carolina was told to evacuate the area due to everything that's happening right now. So big prayers to everybody going through that. Hopefully we don't have a lot of unfortunate deaths and casualties in the situation of Mother Earth. I seen the post and I'm definitely going to check up on it and give you guys more information because I don't know how true this is, but I did hear or see something where it said that basically where the hurricanes, where they come back to and the path that they travel is the same path that the slave ship traveled to bring people here to
America. Oh, I seen that today.
So I'm going to check up on that and give you guys more information because I want to read about that and find out if that's true or if that's just something people said. But I want you guys to have a wonderful week. Make sure you tune in and listen to all our shows and tune in this Thursday to All Things Matter with the beautiful Brittany. And come visit us on Friday. Come to our networking event. Remember, at 6 p.m. at Dolly's Bar and Grill in Merriman Road, 1714 Merriman Road. And I hope you guys have a blessed week.